قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا. الحمد لله. Yesterday we did, or last night, the first important incident in Surah Kahf, and I said we will derive lessons from these verses and this incident. But just to recap, and for those who were not here last night, I mentioned that Surah Kahf has four very important incidents, and the first one was regarding a group of youngsters, innahum fityatun, a group of youngsters who brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were very steadfast, they did not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not commit shirk. And these youngsters came from a very noble family, from a royal family. Their fathers, their ancestors came from a royal family. And the king at that time, the Qiyanus, was a tyrant ruler who compelled the people of his town to commit shirk. And there was this festival that took place yearly. And these youngsters, when they went out and they saw that the people were worshipping idols, they immediately retracted and they came, moved away from the town. Each individual not knowing why the other youngster has also come out of the town. And all of them happened to sit under the same spot, under a tree. And after some time, when each person was silenced and one person broke the ice, he broke the silence and he said, listen, we all have come here, there must be a reason. And all divulged the reason for having settled down there. And it was the same reason that they could not see shirk. They could not tolerate shirk taking place. So very firm on iman. And this was the lesson we did yesterday on tawheed. Our iman, our aqidah has to be entrenched. Believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has no partners whatsoever. And soon when the news broke out and the king summoned them and he compelled them to renounce their faith, their iman, and to come back to the religion of their forefathers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened their hearts. And they were very firm. إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They very boldly proclaimed the oneness of Allah. They said, our Rabb is the Rabb of the skies and the earth. And we will not call out and supplicate and worship any other deity. If we do so, we'll be transgressing. We'll be doing something very, very evil. Something wrong. Something enormous. And the king gave them respite. And he said, because they were youngsters, so he gave them some chance to think over, to reflect, and to come back to the old deen, failing which he will stone them to death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened these youngsters, like made them very, very firm. And the Allah ta'ala commanded them to seek refuge in a cave, and they did so. And on the way, a dog followed them. And this dog, Allah ta'ala kept it at the entrance of the cave to protect these youngsters. And I mentioned last night how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make hifazat, Allah protected these youngsters, that the rays of the sun did not shine directly on their face. He just moved away from their faces on the side of the cave when it rose and when it set. And also Allah ta'ala had this dog to protect them. Then Allah had it such that they were sound asleep. Allah made them sleep for a period of plus minus 309 years. Can we imagine? For such a long duration, such a long period of time, and they were sound asleep, but their eyes were open. So if somebody had to see them, the person would think them to be awake. And if anybody had to look at them, then they would be awestruck. Allah Ta'ala kept this system and so that they could be protected. I mentioned at the same time, after a period of 300 years, there was a new king, and this king was a very pious king. And in that town, there was a difference of opinion, a very serious difference of opinion. There was conflict with regarding the belief of resurrection, al-ba'th, ba'd al-maut. Some of the people felt there's no such thing as resurrection. And they wanted solid proofs, and the king was a very pious king, and he tried to explain to them, but they did not understand. And other group, they were firm believers. So when this dispute took place, and the king tried his level best, and when he failed to explain to them, or they did not listen to him, he cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring about some situation wherein these people could see the truth. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awoken these youngsters after a period of 309 years. And the very first thing when they woke up, they were feeling hungry. Remember, in that period of 309 years, there was no hunger. And Allah Ta'ala had moved them from one side to the other, so that their bodies do not feel any pain, they're sleeping on one side. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala kept them in that way. Now when they woke up, the very first thing, they asked each other, that how long did we spend in this cave? Some said one day, some said half a day. And then they said, okay, let one of us go to the town and go very, very secretly and very, very kindly he should speak to the people, so that they must know, no suspicion may arise that we are the same youngsters. They did not know a period of 300 years has already passed. They did not know now the tyrant ruler had, he no longer lived, he died. They did not know there was a new king and he was a pious king. So when this person goes, very politely, very kindly, and his friends, his companions had asked him to seek halal, azka ta'aman, that which is halal, pure. So when he goes to purchase the food and he presents this old coin, and the person looks at him and looks at his clothes, looks at the coin, immediately he becomes suspicious that this is a coin from a very old treasure. Perhaps this person has broken in some treasure and he has stolen these coins. So he apprehends him. He takes him to the king. At that very moment the king had just supplicated to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to bring about a sign. And when the king asked him his entire incident, he related the incident to the king. The king knew this was now an opening from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So he immediately says, take me to your friends, to your companions. And there were seven of them all together. And according to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and when he goes, and he tells the king, let me just explain to them what has transpired so that they do not become scared. So he goes in, he tells his friends, and they very happily they come out, they meet the king, and the people who are with the king, and they see at that time that there is such a thing as after death, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives life to a person. Here they did not die, Allah Ta'ala gave them sleep. But for such a long period, they lived in that condition. As I mentioned yesterday, they did not perspire, their hair did not grow, their nails did not grow, their bodies did not become dirty, there was no need for even having a bath. For such a long period, for a person to rise in that condition, this is definitely the Qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this became manifest amongst the people. They understood this belief and aqidah of Al-Ba'ath, Ba'd Al-Mawt, and they embraced Iman, Islam, and these youngsters took permission, they go back into the cave, and then Allah Ta'ala gives them maut. So this was the lesson that we did yesterday, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we mentioned these verses already, that when they came and they sought halal rozi, and then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave them this life again to show the people, to make it known to the people of town. وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلِهِمْ لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. If there is resurrection, then it means there is a qiyamah. So this also proves that there is a day of judgment, the day of sa'ah, qiyamah. So when the people will rise. So Allah Subhanahu wanted this to be made known and manifest to them. And then the people decided to build a monument over their grave as a means of remembrance. So there was a dispute again. Some people said, let's build a structure, a monument. But the king and the believers, they were very firm. They said, no, we'll build a masjid. And this masjid will serve a very important purpose to show that we're worshipping only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and it will stop the people from committing shirk and worshipping idols. So a masjid was built, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala thereafter mentions the important point. Oh, there was a dispute amongst the people, were the three and the dog the fourth, or were they four and the sixth one was the dog, or were they seven in total and the eighth the dog. قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِعِدَّتِهِمْ. Very clearly Allah Ta'ala says, only Allah knows exactly how many youngsters were there. And then Allah says, مَا يَعْلَمُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. However, just a few people whom Allah has given the knowledge, they know. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma would say, وَأَنَا مِنْهُمْ. And I am amongst those people who know. Remember, he was the Ra'sul Mufassirin. Rasulullah SAW gave him a special dua on one occasion when he prepared the wudu water. When Rasulullah had gone for istinja, when he came out, he saw everything ready, his miswak and his wudu water. So Rasulullah became very happy. Who prepared all this for me? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was a young sahabi.
He says, I did so, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi Kareem gave him a dua. According to one narration, Allahumma allimhu al-kitab wal-hikmah. Allah, give him the understanding of Quran and give him wisdom. Give him the understanding of the sunnah. So he knew the Quran, the verses of the Quran. And that is why Sahaba would go to him and study the tafsir of the Quran. He became the leader of all mufassirin. So he says that I am amongst those who know this. مَا يَعْلَمُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا. That do not argue about them except an apparent arguing. وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَحْدًا. And don't ask any person any question and fatwa regarding them. Don't ask the Ahli Kitab how many they were, what details about the dog and details about the names of these people. Those are not important issues. The important issue was the mas'ala of aqeedah, how firm these youngsters were. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Very important for all of us. Do not say, I will do something tomorrow, except that you say with it, أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ, or إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ. If Allah wishes. Rasulullah had forgotten to say, inshallah, when the mushrikeen came and posed these questions to him about these people, about the youth of the cave. And he said, I will tell you tomorrow. For 15 days, no wahi came down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent down the wahi, showing Rasulullah SAW that you must not say anything except with the mashiyat, with the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a few important lessons as the mufassireen and scholars have written. Number one was, we learn about monotheism, worshipping one Allah. And Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. We believe very firmly, Allah is one. Allah has got no partners whatsoever. So this is Tawheed. And this has to be entrenched, ingrained in our lives. The second thing is about the belief of being raised on the day of Qiyamah, after death, Al-Ba'ath, wal-Nushur, where a person will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. And then we spoke about seeking halal. The word azka. Azka means most pure food. Ulama mufassirin say that they sought halal food. And this is something that all of us should endeavor. Stay away totally from haram. Our eating must be halal. The source of our income must be halal. Sometimes everything looks so perfect, but we cheated, we deceived the customer, we lied to him, we took a false oath. And because by taking a false oath, we tainted the purity of the source of our income. And we should make sure we stay away from all riba transactions. Whenever we're going to eat, we have to make sure that the food is absolutely halal. Just a mere sign is not sufficient for it. So the importance of eating and consuming halal. Then very importantly, we mentioned yesterday, the dog accompanied these youngsters. And because this dog stayed in the company of pious servants, Allah mentioned this dog in the Holy Quran, in this surah. And as I mentioned yesterday, this surah cannot be complete if you miss out this verse, وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعِهِ بِالْوَسِيدِ. So Allah made mention of this dog. So mufassirin and ulama say that imagine a dog who stayed in the company of righteous people was mentioned in the Holy Quran. If you and I stay in the company of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how close we will also become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how much we will benefit. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem gives a very beautiful, simple example of pious company and impious company. Like a person goes to a perfume shop, to an itar shop, you will either purchase a bottle of itar, a perfume, or perhaps that person, many times you go, so they apply some perfume or itar so that you can smell the fragrance and perhaps you might purchase it. So either he will give you a gift, give you a bottle of perfume, or you will purchase it, or none, or neither you will purchase, or he gives you a gift, but staying in his shop for the few moments, because of all the perfumes that are there, the fragrance smell that you will get, you will still benefit from the fragrance just by being in that perfume shop. Exact like that is by being in the company of a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us pious. May Allah keep us in the company of the pious. So by staying in the company of the pious, you will benefit from him. He will say a few words that will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not going to offer you drugs and wine and alcohol and talk about zina. He's going to talk to you about Allah and Rasulullah. He'll talk to you about your deen. He'll teach you some masail. Even if he's light-hearted, but he'll direct that conversation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometime that person is absolutely silent. And how often we have found sitting in the company of a pious person, he didn't say any words. Nothing, he spoke nothing. But something passed on to us. We felt some change in our lives. We could feel the effect of his company. Then we look at impious company. The example is given of a blacksmith. You go into his workplace, his workshop, and he's busy with his hammering and smiting of the lead or the steel that he has in the furnace. So all the smokes and the fume that is coming out, either it will burn your garb, your clothing, or you will get a very odorous smell. You will smell a terrible odor by standing in that shop. You just want to come out of that place. Exactly that is sitting in the company of an impious person. You will not benefit. Only harm will come to you. And in the 19th verse of the Holy Quran, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُمْ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ ذِكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَضُولًا. In that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about on the day of Qiyamah, Allah used the word ظالم. Mufassirin say, who is an oppressor in that particular verse? Tariq sunnah, the one who abandoned the way of life of Rasulullah SAW. But he opted to be in the company of an evil friend. And that evil friend, لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ ذِكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. He took me away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of coming to the masjid, he took me to some casino. Instead of coming to the masjid, he took me to gamble. He took me towards drugs, towards zina, towards women. Now when it is too late, you are crying tears of regret when the game is over. It is too late. He says, how I wish I did not take that person as my friend. This is a lesson for all of us, especially our youngsters. المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. A person is regarded to be on the creed and the deen of his bosom friend. So choose your friends. If you stay in the company of bad people, bad friends, if something happens, then you'll also be part and parcel to, you'll be blamed. You say, no, but that's your friend. Aren't you with him? Don't you move around with him? May Allah protect us. May Allah give us hidayat. May Allah make us understand. These are verses of the Quran. Perhaps it took place so many centuries ago. And Ashabi Kaf, but Quran is hidayat, it's guidance, it is shifa for our souls. It directs us, teaches us, gives us advice all the time. So staying in the company of Salihin, Suhbatu Salihin, and especially in these times, we require the pious company. Come into the masjid environment, sit in the discourses of the ulama, we will benefit inshallah. Then the importance of dua, I mentioned yesterday, what did they say? Oh Allah, give us mercy from you. وَآتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Asking for mercy. This is what we should all be asking, especially these days of Ramadan, the last few days. Beg Allah for His special mercies. When Allah gives you, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةً. Allah says, when Allah opens His mercy for any person, then nobody can hold it back from coming to you. But if Allah is to hold back His mercy from coming to you, you cannot force it down. Allah wants us to beg of His mercy. So beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's mercy is vast. It is so vast, so vast. 15 Shaban, we explain the vastness of the mercy of Allah on so many occasions. I always try to give hope to our youngsters, our musallis, our friends. We're not here to just shout and tell people about Jahannam. Yes, of course, the occasion we talk about Jahannam and the blazing fire of Jahannam. We give targhib and tarheeb. But right now we require to encourage our youngsters. One person told me, Mawlana, I hope they don't talk about only going to fire. I said, no. We always give hope to all of us because Allah has given us hope. In tonight's Tarawih we read such a beautiful verse, which according to the scholars and ulama, this is arja ayatin fil Quran. The ayat that gives us most hope. In what beautiful words Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah says, O my servants, ya ibadi, alladhina asrafu ala anfusim, those who have transgressed, they've done wrong by committing sins, by disobeying me. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't lose hope of the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعَ ذُنُوبِ Arabic with a lot of emphasis. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, most certainly Allah forgives all sins. Allah doesn't stop there again. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Again with a lot of emphasis. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. These are the nights to shed tears. Shed those tears. Tonight is the 23rd night. It's an odd night. Highly possible in Lil Qadr. And added to that, it happens to be a Friday. It's a night of Friday. According to some ulama, in Lata'if al-Ma'arif, Hafiz ibn Harraj Rajab al-Hanbali, rahmatullahi, and many others have mentioned that there is great possibility when occasions like these arise, that it could be Laylatul Qadr. Nobody can say with certainty, it could be Laylatul Qadr. Allah knows best. We have taharru Laylatul Qadr. We have to search, we have to seek for it. But Allah is giving us that opportunity. It's not a night to be wasted. It's not a night to just sit and chit-chat and gossip and worry about the cell phone and send messages throughout the whole world. You'll be keep on sending messages that tonight is the night, tonight is the night, tonight is the night. You won't be doing any ibadat. Don't worry about those things. Sit and make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala to the best of your ability, what you are able to. When you're tired, you rest. But try and avoid any idle chat, any gossip. Make sincere tawbah, istighfar. Imagine if the doctor Allah Ta'ala give us long life with afiyat and good health. But if you are told you got 5 minutes left, and after that you're passing away. Would anybody go and visit his friend who sent some messages? He'll be in sajda crying to Allah. Oh Allah, I wasted my life. Oh Allah, you forgive me. We'll be begging and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exactly that. We did not know when another opportunity. Today also we had another janazah. So far two janazahs in this masjid since the last 10 days started. So many other janazahs in other masajid and through the world. So Allah has given us this chance to make dua for His rahmat. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we saw these boys had firm, complete reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul. And this is what we lack in. Sometimes we say Allah is most, Allah provides, and Allah does. But when we test it, then we see how weak we are. May Allah give us that strength. May Allah give us true tawakkul. And in tonight's verses also, that upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should people place the reliance and trust. Here these youngsters, even though they sought refuge in the cave, but they knew Allah will protect us. They could have easily given up and surrendered to the king. And they could have said, we fear our life, so we rather just give up and we'll just follow the king whatever he says. No. This also shows us productivity of these youngsters. They use their time well. They use their time properly, efficiently. And they spend their time in building the iman, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, they were steadfast. They did not say, you know, it's a great challenge. Let us move with the times. Let us chill. The youngsters know what I'm talking about. Let's be cool. Because the environment is different. It's hard now. I'm in varsity or I'm in college. Or I'm in such an environment, such a town where there's no hijab. So the young girl who was in hijab, she pulls off her hijab. No. Or the youngster feels embarrassed, ma'adallah. He feels shy. Hey, how am I going to read my salat and how am I going to fast here? Because nobody else is fasting in this area. No, you're going to be firm like these youngsters. So the environment should not affect your iman and deen. In fact, these youngsters gave dawah to the king, who was a tyrant. They were firm. So they had firm reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They knew that only if Allah wishes to harm us, will harm come to us. If Allah wishes good to come to us, good will come to us. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, once again, he was traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was a youngster, young boy, and Rasulullah was riding with him. How lucky Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and the same animal as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And both traveling, Rasulullah tells him, Ya ghulam, O lad, O youngster, ihfadillah, u'allimuka kalimatin, I will teach you some words, some advice. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ يَحْفَظْكَ إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ It's a long hadith, briefly, which means that obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All His awamir, His nawahi, what Allah has made haram, stay away from it. Allah will protect you. You will find Allah in front of you. When you are in pain, in suffering, when you require assistance, Allah is there for you. And then when you ask, ask only from Allah. When you seek assistance, beg only from Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Then Rasulullah explained to him a very beautiful point, and that's the point I'm trying to bring across now. He says, if the entire ummah tried to benefit you, they will only be able to benefit you that amount which Allah wishes that you should be benefited. And if the whole world, the entire nation, the ummah gets together to try and harm you, they will never be able to harm you except that amount which Allah wishes or Allah has decreed that you be harmed. In other words, when Allah wants to protect you, Allah decides to protect a person, nobody can harm him. Nobody at all. May Allah Ta'ala give us this type of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the word falyatalattaf, which I mentioned, the word lutf, to be polite. So when you go to the marketplace, they told the comrade that when you go, speak kindly, don't be harsh, don't make them become suspicious of us. This shows us good akhlaq. When we deal with people, then we should be dealing in a nice manner. How often we deal with a non-Muslim and they see the manner in which we are dealing with them and they are put off. They say, this is Islam? If this is Islam, then I would not wish to be a Muslim. Allah forgive us. We have put a stop to somebody else embracing Islam because of our dealings. But there are so many ahadiths about how a person should be generous and overlook and help the debtor, etc. And when you deal, you should not cheat, you should not deceive the person, don't take false oaths and things like that. So when you go to any person, ask in a polite, decent manner. So we learn this from this surah as well. Then we saw in times of fitna, when it is absolutely difficult to practice on your deen, then Allah Ta'ala then instructed them to move away from the people. This is called i'tizal. Fil fitna. So when it is absolutely difficult, like before Qiyamah, when it will be impossible to practice your deen easily, like it will be holding a piece of coal in your hand, and then you quickly put it into the next hand, it becomes very difficult to hold onto your deen. Then at that time, Rasulullah has then exhorted us to go onto the mountaintops and move away from the people. Otherwise, when it is not that condition, it's not impossible to practice your deen, it is possible. Yes, there are maybe challenges like how we have in today's times, but it is possible to practice your deen. Allah Ta'ala has been so kind to us in our country. Allah has given us tawfiq of building masajid, calling out the adhan and frequenting our masajid and wearing a beard, and a woman wear hijab in Holland. They have put a ban to the veil in public. A woman is not allowed to wear any more hijab. She'll be fined. So many places, when there was communism, they couldn't even read the Quran. They should go deep down into the cellars and secretly they would teach the Quran. Allah Ta'ala was so kind to us. Allah is so kind. May Allah always be kind to us. May Allah bring aman and aman in our country and assist us always. And may Allah Ta'ala protect us from all evil forces. So, when it is possible to practice your deen, and even though there may be challenges, then you're going to make sabr ala adhan nas over the taklif of people, and you continue practicing your deen and propagating your deen. Then we learn the importance of not arguing regarding matters that are not important and does not concern us. وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِ مِنُمْ أَحَدًا. Also, before that, فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا. Don't waste your time arguing. What happens with the chat, with the WhatsApp messages that go around? Some people send it to us also. And you see, it's absolutely futile. People at one stage ask, what was the color of the dog? Was it black, brown? What color were the eyes of this dog? What's the name of this dog? These are all irrelevant things. It doesn't affect us. Allah Himself has not even mentioned it. So don't delve into matters which do not concern your deen. It's not important. We get embroiled in all those questions and arguments. What happens? Our time is wasted. And in the process, we begin to use harsh words, or we have malice in our hearts for certain people. In the end, who is going to lose? We are going to be losers. So don't even dwell in those matters. And do not ask a fatwa, a verdict from a person who is not capable of giving you a verdict. He is not in a position, he does not have knowledge وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. Only ask a verdict, a fatwa from the person who can give you a verdict. So don't go to Mufti Google. It's absolutely common today. How many a youngster goes, or any person, goes onto the internet, searches whatever he wants, and comes out an answer totally against the laws of Shariat and Masail which the ulama have explained to us. Therefore, ask the people, the scholars who are on haqq and deen, ulama haqq, there are plenty in this world. Seek, search, beg, ask them, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give you guidance, inshallah. And then we find that, remember, these questions were posed to Rasulullah to try and trap him, so that he is unable to give an answer. But Rasulullah explained to them, gave them all the answers to the question they posed. This shows that Rasulullah was a true Nabi of Allah. So this surah also is a proof of Nabi Kareem being a true Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then also, when I mentioned the steadfastness of the iman of these youngsters, the ulama have said, when iman becomes entrenched in a person's life, he's got firm conviction in Allah, then everything else becomes so easy for him. Now there's nothing difficult on his path. If iman is weak in a person's life, it's not strong, then everything becomes hard and difficult for you. Imagine the time of Sahaba. Maybe somebody in this masjid has that type of courage. Allah knows best. Safina radiallahu ta'ala, the level of his iman was such that when he was moving with his companions and he lost them on the way, he sees a lion coming towards him. A lion. He addresses this lion. And he says, I'm Safina, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've lost my way. Find me my way. Ya Abu al-Harith. This lion comes, escorts Safina radiallahu ta'ala out of the jungle. The lion would walk in front of him at times, sometimes on the side. Whenever the lion would hear any alarming noise or sound, immediately would go towards that sound to protect Safina radiallahu ta'ala. Until he brought him right till his friends wagged its tail and continued. There are so many examples of so many examples. Imagine crossing an ocean or crossing a sea. These are not fairy tales. To some people it may be fairy tales. This is from true, authentic sources. Where Sahaba crossed an entire river, there was a battle that was taking place. And they were on horseback. وَمَا بَلَّ الْمَأُ خِفَافَ إِبِلِنَا. They say that the water did not even wet the hooves of the horses. Allah Ta'ala took them across. They first invoked the names of Allah subhanahu. Ya Azim, Ya Ali, Ya Hakim. They begged Allah subhanahu, they call out to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah made it such they went through. Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala actually was sent by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala to put off a fire that erupted. A fire, a volcano. With his hand he goes behind the fire. And he pushes it and he extinguishes it. Like this, there are so many other examples. So this happens when a person iman, may Allah give me such an iman, may Allah give all of you such an iman. Iman is embedded, a person becomes firm, then he is afraid of nothing. And everything becomes easy for him. When a person is affected by any calamity, any trial, any tribulation, any difficulty. Here the trial was of iman. The fitna, the test was on the aqidah to see how genuine these people were. So whenever any person, a mu'min, when he is faced with any condition, whether it's good or bad, fi sarra'i wa dharra, he should be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, more in the time of adversity, he should always turn to Allah Rabbul Izzah. You find Rasulullah SAW, whenever there was like a hurricane or when there was a very strong violent wind blowing or anything like this, immediately he would come to Salah. He would beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very first person you should turn your attention to is Allah. Unfortunately, we use all the means, permissible to use means, but we forget the creator of the means. When all the means fail, then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the order should be first you go to Musabbibul Asbab, to the creator of means, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever anything happens, the very first thing, raise your hands, Ya Allah, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. And then use the means that Allah has provided. So this is what they did. They sought protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they went into the cave. And Allah Ta'ala mentions in another verse, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah makes an opening for him from all his difficulties. So these were some of the lessons that were discussed in this particular incident. I thought I'll do the next incident, but inshallah we'll leave it for tomorrow. Please brothers, not just the odd nights that we should try and come and listen to some of this tafsir or incident. Our purpose should be solely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Myself also, I check my intention. Allah, give me ikhlas. Ikhlas is a very fine line. Ikhlas is a very fine line. The purpose should be only to please Allah Rabbul Izzat. Otherwise, like one verse we heard today, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. It's absolutely frightening. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, you thought you did so much good in this world, and you had bayans, and you had daras, and you taught so many students, and or you made tabligh, or you made tazkiyah, whatever it was. Or you gave charity and you help people. And you come on the day of Qiyamah and you see a knot. Something that you didn't anticipate. Nothing is accepted. Why? Because there was no ikhlas. And therefore we have to check even while sitting here. As Maulana Rahmatullah always mentioned, don't sit with the intention to see where this person falters, he makes a mistake, so that I got something against him. There are many people who sit with that intention. So I always make dua, Ya Allah, whoever comes with that intention, Ya Allah, you change his heart and make him be said that he benefits instead of finding faults. Ya Allah, protect us from making any mistakes. But our purpose now, gone are those days when we find faults and we do this. Look at our own life, we don't have time. We can see the condition in the entire ummah. Entire ummah. We look at our own conditions. How much effort we still require to make before maut comes, before qiyamah takes place. And these are occasions for us to introspect our own lives, do some soul searching, cry, polish our hearts. Otherwise it's only disunity, disunity, disunity. And when there's disunity, then we will never see the assistance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We'll never see the assistance of Allah. You won't see the nusrat of Allah subhanahu. Our hearts have to be joined. And that is why we are told when we are standing in salah, then we must stand together in line. Our line, our saf must be straight as possible. Otherwise, there will be disunity in our hearts. So inshallah, we leave the next incident, very, very important incident about materialism. And Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi had mentioned that in Surah Kahf, it is a battle between haqq and batil. Haqq, the truth, versus materialism. And we see in the next incident about the person who had two gardens. There were two people and the conversation that takes place and the very important lessons we learn. Inshallah we'll do that tomorrow if Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat and life and sihat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. As I mentioned again, it's an odd night and we need to supplicate and cry and beg Allah Rabbul Izzat. We have to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tasbihat. You don't know where is that moment where Allah Ta'ala then accepts us. If it is Laylatul Qadr, may Allah grant us Laylatul Qadr, may Allah forgive us all our sins, may Allah forgive us, our wives, our family members, our children, our progeny, our friends, so many people in the world. And if it is not Laylatul Qadr, still, Allah is there, Allah is answering our call. Somebody mentioned very beautifully, he said, don't think that now because it's before Qiyamah, so the Ramadan too, it won't be like before. No, the Ramadan belongs to who? To Allah. Even though we are weak, but Allah is the same. Allah is not a miser that He'll just give little sawab. Allah's treasures are full. The Ramadan is the same. The Quran is the same. The Taraweeh is the same. We may be weak, but Allah is the one who is bestowing. So we could turn to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will see, inshallah. We will see. We will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open His mercy. And how Allah will make everything work so beautifully. How often? Not because of me. So many others. Somebody with advice. And he comes back and says, Maulana, I can't explain to you. Like a miracle. Why? Because you were obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You made sincere tawbah, istighfar, you changed your life, you did the right thing, and Allah becomes happy. I always mention, and I will say it again tonight, take baby steps towards Allah, Allah comes running towards you. A little effort from our side, and you see how Allah's mercy comes. Allah gives you reward. Allah gives you barakat in life. Allah gives you peace of mind. Allah removes the fear you have from your heart. Allah protects you. Allah gives you the chance of doing more and more good deeds. Allah opens more and more avenues of you reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala bless the entire ummah. May Allah protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially our brothers in Syria, Palestine, in Burma, Rohingya, and so many other African countries. There's no food, there's famine, there's drought, there's war taking place. May Allah ta'ala remove the conditions and change the conditions for better conditions. May Allah bless them with afiyat, salamati, hifazat. May Allah spread the winds of His mercy through the entire globe, inshallah. We just make one tasbih of dhikr and make dua, inshallah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allahu Nadiri, Allahu Shahidi, Allahu Ma'i, Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا Ya Ra'uf, Ya Rahman, Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, Ya Mughni, Ya Samad. Ya Allah, you have such beautiful names and qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so sweet, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of your name, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become your true lovers now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become your true lovers, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. Ya Allah, we are asking you for your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, far too long we have become, we are disobedient servants unto you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have wronged, we know, we acknowledge, my Allah. We confess, we surrender, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have done wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are ghaffar al-dhunub. You are sattar al-uyub. You love to forgive. Allahumma innaka afoon. Tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afoon. Ya Allah, you've got the quality of being most forgiving, my Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the world, if we do something wrong, perhaps the first time the person may pardon us. Ya Allah, but when we repeat and we persist, my Allah, the person becomes angry, my Allah. Ya Allah, he will punish us. He will chase us away, my Allah. We can never see him again or go back to him. Ya Allah, but you actually love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you tonight, my Allah. You alone know best whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is the night of Friday. It is Jumu'ah, my Allah. Ya Allah, if it is both Laylatul Qadr and Friday, my Allah, then bless us tonight, my Allah. Atina min ladunka rahmah. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy, my Allah. Let it come showering upon us in torrents, my Allah. Make us become drenched tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, with your mercy, with your forgiveness, pardon us, overlook our faults, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, we confess, my Allah. There is no other person we can turn and beg to, Ya Allah, and knock at his door, my Allah, besides you. Ya Allah, all the kings of the world, they are fast asleep, my Allah. Namatil muluk, waqad aghlaqu abwaabahum, they have closed their doors, my Allah. Nobody can see them now. It is after hours, my Allah. Walam yabqa illa babul hayy, alladhi lam yanam. But there is only one door, and that is the door of al-hayy and qayyum, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are all living, my Allah. You are self-subsistent, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You are Samad, my Allah. You are Ghani, my Allah. You don't depend on any person, my Allah. You don't require any army, my Allah. You don't require any person, my Allah. You are that Zat, Ya Allah, who is Ghani and full of praise, my Allah. You have conferred us with the title of Fuqara. We are beggars, my Allah. We are begging at your door tonight, my Allah. Whatever our condition is, my Allah. How terrible we are, my Allah. No matter how hard and cruel we are, my Allah, and how heavy our hearts have become, my Allah, and how darkened our souls have become, my Allah, and how terrible sinners we are, my Allah, and how disobedient we were to you, my Allah. But my Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. Allah, open your doors of mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, the doors of Tawbah, according to the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, they are open right till Sakrat, my Allah. They are open right till when the sun will rise from the west, my Allah. Ya Allah, till then the doors of Tawbah are open, my Allah. Open it today, my Allah. Open it in this very moment, my Allah. And forgive us for every single sin we committed in the past, my Allah. All our saghair, our kabair, amadan, khata'an, nisyanan, whatever sins we did in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. At home, in varsity, in colleges, in madrasas, my Allah. Whilst we are traveling abroad, my Allah. In hotels, my Allah. Wherever we were, my Allah. Whatever we haram, we saw, my Allah. The haram we touched, my Allah, the haram we moved towards, my Allah, the haram we spoke, my Allah, the haram thoughts we entertained, my Allah, the haram we looked at, my Allah, the haram we indulged in, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive our men folk, my Allah. Forgive our women folk, my Allah. Forgive our youth, my Allah. Forgive the entire Muslim Ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not leave a single person tonight, wherever he may be, my Allah. Living in a hut, my Allah. Living in a palace, my Allah. Living in the west or the east or the west or north or the south, my Allah. Living in Iceland, my Allah. Living in any country, my Allah. Wherever he may be, my Allah. In some mountain, my Allah. Or near the ocean, my Allah. Wherever he may be, my Allah. Wherever she may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, we all your servants, my Allah. You are our Mawla. You are our Khaliq. You are our Raziq.
You are our nourisher. You are our cherisher. You are our provider. You are our sustainer. You created us, my Allah. You know our weakness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Besides you, we don't have any other person we can turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, we got no other ilah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you are free from any fault, my Allah. You've got no blemishes. You've got no shortcomings. You've got no naqais. You've got no deficiencies, my Allah. You are pak. You are pure, my Allah. You are the possessor of your arsh, my Allah. The sun belongs to you. The moon belongs to you, my Allah. The skies, the heaven, the earth, the seas, the oceans, the mountains, the trees, the animals, the jinnat, the angels, mankind, and the billions and billions of creation that you alone know with you, that you have created, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know this creation, my Allah. Ya Allah, you created dunya. You are Rabbul Alameen. You are the Rabb of all worlds, my Allah. You are Rabb of Akhirat, my Allah. You are the creator of Jannat and Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will always remain. Kullu man alayha fan. Everything will perish in this world. Wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Ya Allah, you are the creator of death and life, my Allah. Ya Allah, you created us, my Allah. You have mentioned خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan has been created weak, my Allah. With his weak hands, my Allah. With his weak tongue, my Allah. With his weak voice, my Allah. With his weak heart, my Allah. With his weak limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have performed salat except our salat. Ya Allah, we have heard a discourse on your deen, my Allah. We have heard about tawheed and iman, my Allah. Give us the reality of iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman. Wa amitna ala al-iman. Wa ahshurna yawma al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman. Ya Allah, don't snatch away iman from our hearts, my Allah. Don't make us turn renegades, my Allah. Don't make us leave the fold of Islam, my Allah. Don't make any person from our family members or friends or any of the musallis or anybody leave the fold of Islam, my Allah. Whatever the challenges may come in front of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, how you strengthen the hearts of the Ashab-e-Kahf. Strengthen our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is time of fitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. If Dajjal has to appear, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us and protect us from the onslaught of Dajjal, my Allah. From the attacks of Dajjal, from the deception of Dajjal, from every fitna, my Allah. Make us be strong on iman, my Allah. Make our children be qaim on iman, my Allah. Make our grandchildren be qaim on iman. Make our progeny be steadfast on iman. Make us be amongst the muttaqeen, amongst the mu'mineen, amongst the muwahideen, amongst the muqarrabeen, amongst the maqbooleen, amongst the mahbubeen. Ya Allah, make us your true lovers now, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. If tonight you decide, my Allah, that you have pardoned us, my Allah, when we rise from this gathering, make that angel say, قوموا مغفورا لكم قد بدلت سيئاتكم حسنات. Rise in the condition that you, Allah has forgiven you. Allah has transformed your bad deeds into good deeds. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Don't let us become astray, my Allah. Give us sirat mustaqim. Guide us, my Allah, every moment of our life. Guide us in our dunya, my Allah. Guide us over akhirat, my Allah. Don't make us slip, my Allah. Don't make us become a means of fitna, my Allah. Don't make us become a means of people going astray, my Allah. Don't make us become amongst dhalin mudilin. Ya Allah, make us become amongst hadin mahdiin. Make us be guided. Make us become a beacons of guidance. Make us become a means of others getting hidayat, my Allah. Forgive us for all the wrongs we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, we keep roza for you, accept it, my Allah. You gave us this beautiful month of Ramadan. The days of Ramadan that are gone, my Allah. The remaining days, make it be full of sihat and salamati and afiyat and maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Every moment, make us, ya Allah, enjoy it, ya Allah, with your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become mad in your love, my Allah. We don't know what it is to become mad in your love. To be crazy in your love. We have read stories of your pious friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, include us amongst them, my Allah. Ya Allah, the list of your pious friends, my Allah. Even if you put our name right in the end, Ya Allah, right at the bottom still, my Allah. We'll be in the list of your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your friends, my Allah. Especially after the month of Ramadan. Grant us istiqamat, my Allah. Don't make us become like hypocrites, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us go back to the sins that we are making tawbah tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawbatan nasuha. Tawbatan nasuha. Ya Allah, that person who has taken drugs, he has become an addict. Ya Allah, at this moment he has raised his hands. She has raised her hands, my Allah. That person who has become an alcoholic, my Allah. The person has committed zina, my Allah. The person, whatever wrong he has done, my Allah, he has raised his hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, he is shedding tears, my Allah. His heart is crying, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know, my Allah, you are Latif. You know the deepest, most recesses of our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the sincerity of our hearts, my Allah. Accept us, my Allah. Accept the tawbah, my Allah. Accept every person's tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, just make us become good people now, from now on, my Allah. Make this be a different Ramadan in our life. A turning point in our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, people who were leading terrible lives, overnight, in a split second, you made them your friends, my Allah. Make us also your friends now, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst the people who hate you and they are your enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we do, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those people that you will announce to Jibreel. Ya Jibreel, inni uhibbu fala fulana. Oh Jibreel, I love that certain person in this world. Oh Jibreel, I instruct you, you too must love him. And Jibreel begins to love him, alayhi salatu wasalam. Jibreel, alayhi salatu wasalam, announces to the sky, ya ahla sama, to the angels in the sky. Inna Allah yuhibbu fulana. Fahibbu, Allah loves that certain person. You too must love him. The angels begin to love him. Allah, the people in the world begin to love him. Make us be among such people who got qabooliyat, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Our tears have become dry, my Allah. Don't make us be among those people who you hate and despise. And you announce to Jibreel, inni ubghidu fulanan. Oh, Jibreel, I hate that person. You too must hate him. Announce to the angels, you must hate him. The people in the world also begin to despise him. Ya Allah, forgive us. Hum kamzor hai. ہم نالائق ہیں یا اللہ, ہم ضعیف ہیں, ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں یا اللہ, ہم کہاں جائیں؟ Where can we go to, my Allah? You show us. There's no other door, my Allah. We ask you by your ismi azam, your asma'ul husna, your beautiful names and qualities, my Allah. That name of yours, ya Allah, that any person takes that name, ya Allah, then all his du'as are answered. We ask you tonight by that name, we beseech you, my Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Some elderly person sitting here, my Allah, he's got white beard, my Allah, white hair. Some masoom child, ya Allah, who's not even baligh, my Allah. Ya Allah, but he's crying, my Allah. Mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. There may be somebody who is sick, my Allah. Some sincere person sitting in his congregation, my Allah, because of his ameen, because of his dua, forgive all of us, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs, my Allah. We've got such difficulties in front of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we take qasam in your kibriya, your azmat, your jalal, my Allah. That only you are the solver of our problems, my Allah. Ya halal mushkilat. Ya qadhi al-hajat. We're not going to any person besides you, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya halal mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarin idha da'uk rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله, all those who seek healing, give them complete shifa. يا الله, there are so many, my Allah. So many have asked us, requested us, please make dua, I am not well. Somebody has got cancer. Young children have got cancer, my Allah. The elderly people, the people in hospital, my Allah. Undergoing radiation treatment, ya Allah. Chemotherapy, my Allah. Ya Allah, people got heart problems, people have got rare diseases, my Allah. Give them complete shifa, my Allah. Save us from those diseases too, my Allah. All the marhumin, so many have passed on, family, friends, relatives, mashayikh, ulama, sulaha. Ya Allah, even the month of Ramadan, my Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, make them maghfirat, grant their family sabri jameel. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, maut in Iman, maut in Madina Sharif, baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, every dua, we beg you for jannatul baqi. We know you will answer us. We've got conviction, you will answer us, my Allah. Only you can plan the first, only you can decide that first, my Allah. That's the only hope we have, my Allah. That if we die with Iman in the condition you are pleased with us, we buried in Baqi. At least on the day of Qiyamah, we will be raised. We will be risen in the company of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
amongst the people of Baqi, may Allah. And Rasulullah will intercede on their behalf, may Allah. Ya Allah, we're asking you for the sifarish of Rasulullah in the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah. His shafa'at in the day of Qiyamah, may Allah. Grant us the holy kothur water from his mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, in the company of our beloved Rasulullah. Ya Allah, in dunya we have not seen him, may Allah, but we love our Rasulullah. Ya Allah, after you, the most beloved to us, the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than our lives, our parents, our children, our families, my Allah. Ya Allah, how beautiful, how handsome he was, what sacrifice he made for us, my Allah. He used to cry, his feet would become swollen, and he would in sajda say, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, my Allah. We are the same ummat, my Allah. Don't deprive us of being in his company, of seeing him on the day of Qiyamah, of getting the Hudi Kothar water from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of fitan and fasad, ya Allah, especially the fitan of the Dajjal, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. Emancipate our soul from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqa'i shahri Ramadan. اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وذرياتنا من النار. يا الله emancipate our soul from the fire of Jahannam. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم ارزقنا جنة الفردوس. اللهم ارزقنا جنة الفردوس. اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر وخيرها. Ya Allah, give us Laylatul Qadr and the khair of Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Allahumma la tahrimna Laylatul Qadr. Don't deprive us of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, all those requested du'as, answer all the du'as, my Allah. Especially our brothers who have come here tonight, my Allah. They have made the sacrifice, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters as listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's need, Ya Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our ta'am, our food be pure and wholesome. Make our source of income be halal. Allah, don't make us go towards haram. Help us to shun all evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, accept all these programs and i'tikaf. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Protect us from ostentation and show and riyah, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite parents and children, my Allah. So many families, the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, before Eid comes, Ya Allah, unite the hearts, unite the brothers and sisters, my Allah. Musallis, Ya Allah, jamaats, my Allah, ulama, my Allah. Ya Allah, use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, Ya Allah, da'wat and tabligh al-kam, Ya Allah. Cause peace and harmony, and Ya Allah, give it success, and Ya Allah, all those striving in your path, accept the coming out in your path, my Allah. The effort the mashayikh are making, the khankas, accept, Ya Allah, in darul ulum, makatib, hifz classes, different society organizations, individuals are making khidmat of deen, Ya Allah, accept all the good works of deen. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.